I'd say that, first of all, it's damaging on several structural levels. It's, on a physiological level, when it comes to the body, and also, very importantly, the brain. So you start changing, whether it's a child or an adult, the very neurological structures that Mr. Baroudi was talking about. That will affect your ability to regulate stress from now on, always. So on a structural level, on several, and it also impacts horizontally and vertically generations and peers.
So it affects children individually, it also affects their families, their parents, and it affects society.
And the coming children, their upcoming children, the children's children further on down the line will also be very heavily affected. Usually at our clinic we talk about three generations. So the torture victim and the torture victim's children and that person's children as well.
And one of the things that's been said at today's conference is the need for quick action, quick rehabilitation, quick support for children. Why is it so important to get there quickly?
I think it's specifically important when it comes to children, them being growing. They're our future, so doing that, we have to save future generations, right? But there's also the plasticity of a child. They are still in the very physical and mental process of growing, which means that if you don't intervene now, it will affect that development very, very severely. But on the other hand, there's also the ability to heal since you're growing. Wounds heal faster with kids, whether they're physical or indeed mental, because there is a way of an ability and a resilience physically and mentally to redispose, to reorganize the experiences. So very immediate. And then again, there's also the philosophical or human aspect that a child, it's a horrendous thing having happened, so it's just that the response due to the extensive pain should be emergency-based.
Final question to you. Your experience as a Swedish psychologist, mm-hmm. and your country has taken in more than 160,000 refugees, many of them just during the last year, and you say that many of them are from Syria.
Yeah.
What's the kind of experience you're seeing, and how have you managed to help them?
The flight has been enormously traumatizing. Some have actually been offered refugee status early on, and then the flight will not have traumatized them. But what we do see is that there are a lot of families coming, that many of them arrive from a relatively speaking quite well-functioning society, so they're still in shock due to that. And also that the violence has been... there's so many groups, so there's an explosiveness to it that I think have left them all shell-shocked in the worst way. And finally, that very, very many have been imprisoned. And that seems almost per definition to mean that you've also been exposed to severe violence.
Are states doing enough? Are they aware of their responsibility to these victims of torture and ill treatment?
No, we're not doing enough. We lack specialized knowledge in many, many areas of the world where it would be needed. We would also need to develop psychosocial support with peers. A lot of states take the responsibility when it comes to laws and supporting the fund. But I think that also knowledge of trauma is quite new. Even in my field, it's the two or three last decades that we've actually managed to get a grasp of the concept itself. But I think a lot more could be done, and I think that the current discussion on migrants reflects, sadly, that we do at times make a difference between persons and persons due to their origins.
Can you just expand on that?
I think that a lot of migrants meet dehumanizing conditions on their way over, and this is another form of violence. It's definitely not torture, but I think that we need to work more as a state with the legislation, with the support to trauma victims, but also that talking about children being exposed to torture, per definition, this is not going to be one, this is unwanted for information. I am a therapist, and and still it's hard to listen to. So I would be quite grateful that every once in a while I'd say something like, that cannot be true.